Welcome to the Space Case Sarah Show with my space nerds, Kavi and Benjamin, here on iRock Space Radio. I left off with I want to say something. It's kind of my soapbox. And then when we stopped recording, Kavi was like, oh, I want to add on to something that you said in the segment. And I was like, yep, that's exactly the soapbox I want to get on. So, pull up soapbox. But I've actually had people say to me how they've always wished they could work in the space industry. And I've had people say this to me directly, and they're like adults. And I'm like, oh, well, you always still can. And they're like, no, like now I have the house and the family and the blah, blah, blah. And it's too late, right? It's too late for me. And I used to very much be in that same mindset that it was like, I learned about astrobiology and I thought, wow, that's amazing. If I could go back in time, I would have studied more science and looked to pursue that as a career if I had another life, like if there's more than one life to live. And so something that I kept re-emphasizing to these kids was that, one of the questions they ask is like, how long did you have to study to do this? Or how long did it take you to do this? And I'm like, most of everything that I'm presenting to you here started after I became a parent. And there was one group of girls that I was like, I just really want to point that out because, a lot of parents, women in particular, kind of lose themselves and they lose a sense of direction once they have kids and they kind of give up their careers once they have kids. And I see that happen, at least in my area of the world, a lot. It's a very traditional thing that stay-at-home moms, I mean, our school systems are even set up like this. I don't know how working families do it when school gets out at 2 p.m. Like, I do not know how you do not have a non-stay-at-home parent. So I was like, a lot of almost everything really, really kicked into full gear after I became a parent. And I didn't want to say like after I got a divorce, after I, but it's the truth. And so I guess anyone that's listening and they're like, wow, these are cool jobs or wow, I wish I could have, been in the space industry. It's not too late. It's not too late. And there's no linear path to this. There's so many different ways to get in your foot in the door. What you see is the big flashy success, and what you don't see, it's like that iceberg analogy, is all the failure that got us to where we are. And Kavi, you were going to comment kind of on that too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like listening to what you were saying, it does maybe make me feel like it hasn't, as much as I've had my struggles to get to where I am, it doesn't compare because, I don't have kids. And so I can only imagine like how much more of a challenge that would have been for you. Benjamin's nodding. He's like, yes, having kids is a challenge.
It's a blessing and a joy.
A blessing and a joy. I love it.
Timmy, get in your closet.
I think a lot of the issue is that sometimes people get stuck in this idea of, oh, I wasn't good at math or I didn't take this in high school and now it's too late and blah, blah, blah. And this is something I was thinking about on a previous episode when we were chatting with Lee Giat, when he was saying about like how he failed calculus. And it was actually one of the first things that Lee and I connected over was the fact that we both failed calculus. And in fact, I think that for me personally, like I stopped doing math in 10th grade because I was like certain I was going to be a lawyer. And then it was only years later, after I had this like crazy, series of life experiences that I realized, oh, wow, I love space. This is what drives me. This is, I have a passion for it. And I just decided I will do whatever I need to do to get to, working in astrophysics, working in astronomy, because it drives me. And it would, now I'm at the point where I work my ass off, but I feel like I love it. It's not like it's easy, but it's fulfilling. And I was only able to get there by basically starting from zero. Like I started my degree in physics, and at the same time, I was on Khan Academy starting from their third grade mathematics level and just building my way up because I didn't have that foundation. Yeah. And so, to anyone who's listening, who's thinking, yeah, I definitely want to do this, but I don't have the foundation. I don't have the math. I don't have the skill set. Like Sarah says to her kids, you don't have it yet. And if it's something that you're really passionate about, just go for it. Like, there's no shame, as you said. There's no, you know, there's no one path to getting to any of these roles. There are so many different ways, and like, it's so easy to see this shiny success at the end without understanding the struggles that people have gone through along the way. There's no standard path. Everybody, you know, takes their time and does things in the way that makes sense for them, for their life situation, for their socioeconomic situation. But yeah, like, believe in yourself. God, it sounds so cliche, but it's true.
Just do it. Well, you know, I think also one of the things, and Benjamin, feel free to chime in too if you so choose, but one of the things that I have always had no issue with, but it's been even more reinforced as I've gone through failure after failure after failure, is that no one really cares. Like, no one really cares that much. Everyone is so enveloped and wrapped in their own little micro universes. Make the mistakes. No one really cares. So I don't know. It's very liberating. Like no one really notices that much. I guess it's sad for some people, but it's not for me. I'm like, I'll just go do whatever I want now.
Failures hurt for the people who are like super driven and they dedicate so much time and energy towards achieving a goal and they don't get it.
Oh yeah.
They fail and it really stings and it hurts your pride a bit. But I mean, not to be corny, but if you listen to commencement speeches, there's some funny ones out there, some intense ones out there, but they all have the exact same message to graduating classes, which is you're going to fail and you're going to fail a lot. And it's okay. It's part of the process. If you see something you want, keep going and you'll get there.
Go for it. Exactly. And that's exactly. Yeah. Go ahead, Kavi. I see you.
I feel like you don't necessarily learn much from success. There's this kind of like, I guess, toxic thing that people would say, you know, about having tough childhoods, and it's like, oh, it builds character. But it kind of does. Like, having these experiences in your life that force you to readjust and to be honest with you, though, I think that's what it really is. It's about being able to be honest with yourself, because if everything is going smoothly in your life, you can have these ideas about who you are and where you're going, and things just kind of work out. And it's like, okay, great. I guess I was right about everything. But the position that I've been at multiple stages in my life is, okay, I have tried to do something and I have failed terribly. Like, not like just barely, like really failed. And and when that happens, you get to a point where you have the people around you, in some cases people who are very close to you, saying like, maybe you should reconsider, like maybe this isn't for you. And then you start to doubt yourself, and you have to be able to have those, it sounds silly, you have to be able to have those open conversations with yourself and then learn from them and say, okay, yes, I messed up. I didn't do, you know, ABC in the way that I should have done. And that's how you learn, and that's how you get better. Like, the entire space industry is built around that. You know, like people, especially conspiracy theorists, love to say, oh, it's so convenient. You know, they launch people to space and, you know, nothing went wrong. It's like, did you see all of the initial explosions and failed missions and tragic deaths of early astronauts? Like, you think NASA's never failed? It's part of the learning process. So, yeah.
Goddard
himself as an acronym
did that. He would try to launch a rocket and it would explode and fail. And he had a good time going to the wreckage and just seeing what was right, what was still intact,
what was going on.
And then he built it again and built it again. Elon Musk does the same thing. Whenever there's a failure, of which luckily lately there are fewer and fewer, he enjoys going to the wreckage sites and seeing this is what it is. He brings his crew and keep going.
I was going to say, I heard the acronym for fail standing as first attempt in learning. So, so if you want a job in the space industry, and some of the ones that were popping in my head as Kavi was talking in the last segment, when you were talking about, like, we were talking about spacesuits, but it's not exactly like a thing you just walk into a normal factory setting and be like, one spacesuit, please. There are people, you know, who, there's a name for them too, of like the women who, especially in the Apollo era, they sewed together the spacesuits. Oh, there's a name for them. I can't remember it off the top of my head. But that's still true. You know, basically suits are, you know, made by people who are very well trained in, you know, clothing and again, my mind is completely letting go of this name as well. Not embroidery, huh?
Seamstress.
Seamstress. Yeah. There's something else, I think, too, but you know what I'm saying? Like, people who make clothes and they do a really good job with it can work in the space industry. Or, oh, like, think of, like, Tim, the patch guy, Tim, who designed my patch for Mount Everest.
Tim's space a legend.
He, you know, he started in art and then was like, I want to make patches. And he's made quite a career for himself out of that. So it's just, to me, it's really fascinating how many areas you really, if you put your mind to it, you can find a place for yourself in the space industry, especially mm-hmm. with the way that the industry is growing. It's not too hard to be like, well, I'm really good at accounting. Trust me, I'm sure there are tons of accounting jobs in the space industries. So it's kind of one of those things that it's like, it's like when people in like the Navy and they want to be Navy jet pilot fighters. Not everyone's going to get to do that, right? But you still can do cool things. It's not like there are the brighter, flashier kind of positions, but there's also a lot of responsibility and weight to a lot of those positions too. So I don't know about you guys. And I was actually saying this to the kids at the thing as well, that I do enjoy what I do tremendously because I have so much freedom within my positions. You know, how often do you get to be like, yeah, I'm going to go on a research expedition for 2 months in the Atlantic? If I had like a very normal 9-to-5 job, I wouldn't be able to do that. So there's a flexibility, but there's also a scary part to it. So it's all kind of what you're looking to do.
I think especially in this day and age, this idea of a traditional 9-to-5 and doing that how many days of the year, and like, it's starting to fade, especially after COVID. You know, like I think leading into COVID, people were talking about the idea of a side hustle, where it's like you have your boring 9-to-5 job and then you also have a passion project on the side. But I think these days, especially people, like Benjamin over here, like we create, like there is no script. There is no script that says you have to have a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
That's, you know, defined in such and such a way. Like, you can have three different part-time jobs that all fill you with joy and passion, and together that can be, you know, enough of an income to support you. Like, exactly. You can write your own story. There's no one track.
There's so many jobs, and it's just more of the responsibility is on you, the individual, to have a growth mindset and a drive to figure out where you would fit in if this really is indeed your passion. And I do think it's kind of one of those cliche things too, because some people I really think don't believe that, like, oh, if you find a job you love, you never work a day in your life. I do really think there's some truth in that. It doesn't mean that there isn't hardship within the job, but it just means that you're not feeling that sinking pit of despair in your stomach when you show up. You know what I mean? Like,
ah, yes, the pit of despair. No, it's so true.
Jobs like that, though.
But like, yeah, like you will, like, listen, like, you know, we have to work hard at things, and things that you don't work hard at aren't necessarily as fulfilling or meaningful. But that's where it's at. Like, if you have to spend your whole life working during the week, and then, you know, only enjoying the time off that you have on weekends and holidays and whatever, would you rather be doing, you know, a job where, as you said, you come in and the moment you sit down at your desk or walk into the building, you're just depressed and counting the seconds until you can leave? Mm-hmm. Or a job where it's like, ugh, I'm working my ass off, but like, I found a star, or I wrote a script for an episode of a space show, or like whatever it is.
Right. We're reading a comment from Benjamin. I'm sorry.
But you know, like sometimes like you can also just like find these side hustles that will end up fulfilling you. If you are in a job that isn't space related, that you don't have a passion for, you do the work and then you have a side hustle like what the three of us are doing that, you know, drives you and just get enjoyment out of. There's nothing wrong with that.
We get enjoyment out of it and we're open to the possibilities and the opportunities that this could lead in other directions. And that's also a really important thing because I've had a lot of fortunate opportunities now that seem to come to me as opposed to me having to doggedly chase after them because it's just success building on itself. So it's a journey. I know. We're going to have to wrap this up. As a reminder, you can find all of us on social media. I don't think I need to probably hash it out too many times here, but Space Case Sarah, Fun Fact Science, Science Actually, find any of us online or just go find us on irockspaceradio.com. And we thank you for your listenership and we cannot wait for the next episode to air for you to enjoy. So thank you again. And I think I said this is a Space Case Sarah show here on iRock Space Radio.